The Prime Minister has defended his government's plans to reduce the growth of the National Disability Insurance Scheme in part by cutting eligibility. Around 160,000 people will be moved off the scheme, with the changes aiming to bring the cost of the NDIS down to $55 billion by the end of the decade. Those who are no longer eligible are meant to be given support under new state-run programs known as foundational supports, most of which are yet to be developed. But Anthony Albanese says the government wants the NDIS to be in line with its original design.
The NDIS was never intended to have classrooms where 4 in every 10 children were on the NDIS. And the original purpose is what we are aimed at. We think that is very important, and we'll work constructively with states and territories, importantly as well with providers and with the community itself, to make sure that we deliver appropriate care, and I'm confident that that is what we will do.